It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, I call it flow. So really no weights or anything super strenuous, just because I feel like I, you know, taxed my body a lot yesterday. So really it's all just about like getting blood flow into the joints, shoulder, elbow, knees, hips, pretty much everything that, you know, did a lot of work yesterday. So just trying to promote some blood flow there, get everything moving and get some circulation around there. And then after all that, which is usually like some yoga stuff, running around in the outfield, really just kind of making it fun. Is the way I like to see it. And then, get some treatment in the training room and then like a massage or something like that. That's pretty much what I do the day after.
Early pickoff yesterday. How much do you enjoy picking off runners?
It hasn't happened in a long time, but man, let me tell you, that is an exhilarating feeling. So yeah, no, that was really, really cool. I've been working on it all year just to be able to do that. So, you know, it finally happened, and it was a beautiful thing.
The Nats as a team traditionally are very aggressive. So it seemed like attacking the strike zone was a massive priority yesterday. Mm-hmm. At what point did you realize, I've got a chance to go deep into this game and really save this bullpen?
I feel like pretty early. I mean, you know, I mean, walks have been a big issue for me this year. I don't know why, but just walking way more guys than I'm used to. And, you know, especially against teams that they're very aggressive, like there's no reason not to attack the strike zone. So, there was no like specific moment, but I just felt a lot better yesterday than I'd had in previous outings. Just from like a mechanical standpoint, pitches, all that stuff. And, after a couple hitters, couple innings, definitely felt good enough to go deep into a game.
After the sixth, the camera caught you rolling your finger as you walked off the mound. Were you indicating to Hef, hey, we got another one in us?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's the goal of any starter, is to go deep into games. And, you never want to get pulled early. So, I was just letting him know, like, I'm good to go. Like, let's keep this thing going. And, that's pretty much exactly what happened.
It really does seem like that's a misconception. We hear so much about guys that are at 5-5, and that's the end of the night. But, I mean, that's not the goal ever, right? You guys always want to go deep into games?
Depending on the person. But, I mean, for me personally, yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal is at least my ultimate goal is 200 innings. Like, that's such a huge accomplishment, and I haven't done it before in my career. So, that's the end goal, obviously. But every time I go out, you know, anything less than, you know, five innings is definitely a failure. So, which has happened a few times throughout my career. But, pick things up and try to get back after it.
DJ told us the other day that one of your messages during the meetings was trying to figure out a thing for this team, trying to figure out something that gets this team all together. As this has all happened organically, and what has your impression been of how this team is galvanized over the last month?
I've seen it plenty of times on the different team. You know, Oakland, we had a thing. San Diego, we had a thing. San Francisco, we kind of had a thing. And, you can't underestimate the camaraderie that comes with thinking and believing as like one unit. And, I think we're definitely starting to see that now. And, it's such an easy thing to do, but in practice, you know, until it like happens, then you don't really know, what the case may be. And, once we started to, believe that as a unit, we've definitely, been playing a lot better baseball.
Well, Sean, appreciate your time as always.
Awesome. Thank you.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.